You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. And this is where they share their latest creations, products, services, and experience, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Jack Palmer, the CEO and co-founder of Plotly, that empowers you with the tools you need to bring your data to life. Like the sounds of that. And Mr. Palmer, welcome to the program.
Great to be here, Eric. Thanks.
You bet, and great to have you out. So for starters, looking at empowerment, as we said earlier, Plotly empowers people with tools that bring their data to life. Talk about some of the tools and who benefits most from them.
Sure. So we really specialize in data visualization and app building. So if you're a data scientist or an engineer or a pure scientist, you likely work with a lot of data, and our customers and our open source users use our tools to make applications to explore that data and then share those applications with other people on their team or company.
Now, tagging on to that, Plotly has a worldwide developer community. How is an open source mission driven the adoption of Plotly's open source and commercial products?
So we're an open source company, which means the core products and technology that we develop is open source. So anyone can go online, look at the software we're writing, look at our discussions about the software, and then most importantly, use the software for free, even if they want to build their own products with it. So we're the fastest growing data visualization libraries for all of the popular data science languages. So R, Python, MATLAB, our tools for data visualization are downloaded faster than any other ones for these languages.
And you got to love that. Now, looking at innovation, what is innovative about Plotly's data visualization tools, and how is that innovation based in open source software?
Sure. So, you know, 5-10 years ago, most scientists, engineers, data scientists were using closed source software, like SAS and MATLAB, Stata, where you didn't have access to the underlying code and you had to pay more than $1,000 for a license to use this software. You know, Plotly software, on the other hand, is open source. You can just download it for free. And that's led to an especially fast adoption. It's also written for the web. So the traditional scientific and engineering graphing software and app visualization software was built for desktop apps, but you know, enterprises today really live in the internet age and everyone does their work in a browser. So, you know, ours is the first real visualization and app building tools for scientists and engineers that, you know, are meant to work, you know, specifically and exclusively in a browser environment.
And certainly appreciate this information so far. Today, we're joined by Mr. Jack Palmer, CEO and co-founder of Plotly, that empowers you with the tools you need to bring your data to life, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how does having a wide open source developer community make Plotly products more reliable?
Well, there are more eyes on the work and the code. So, you know, you're more likely to spot a security issue, a performance issue, any issue with your software. You know, if you literally have, you know, hundreds of professional developers around the world who, you know, have access to the code. We have more than 5 million users of our open source software. So there's just a huge responsibility that when we make new releases, things don't break. For people that are, you know, building products and tools with our software. So that makes us put a lot of testing in place, a lot of automated checks, because we know we have this responsibility to this huge global user base of scientists and engineers doing really mission critical work. And downloaded our software more than 5 million times.
And that certainly says it right there. Good stuff. Now, for those who are less familiar with how an open source business model can also be profitable, touch on some of those details for the listeners.
Yeah. So, I mentioned that, the core of what we build is open source and free. And the way that we've been able to monetize that is we build server products for enterprises that host and use our app building and data visualization authoring software. So as an open source user, you can make an app that explores your company's data on your own computer. But if you want to share that app with the rest of your enterprise, the way we recommend to do that is to use the server that we develop and sell to enterprises. So it's called an open core model, where the core of your business is open source, but then you build enterprise products around that core free offering that make the open source products more compelling to use in an enterprise environment.
Again, Mr. Palmer, certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks so much for joining us here today and introducing Plotly, certainly a valuable tool in the marketplace, and appreciate your bringing that to the audience today. Lastly, and in conclusion, what piece of advice would you give to entrepreneurs considering building a business with an open source value?
I think, really think about the business model early so that you don't go in the wrong direction, and make sure you really build the global community behind the open source software you create so that a small fraction of that community can purchase your products and keep your business going.
And Jack, thanks for those parting words and advice. Much appreciated. Before you go, where can listeners get all the details online on Plotly and take advantage of your services?
Best place to start is just plot.ly.
And that's pretty clever. Again, it is plot.ly. Mr. Palmer, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric.
We've been speaking with Mr. Jack Palmer, the CEO and co-founder of Plotly, that empowers you with the tools you need to bring your data to life. And once again, the website of reference is plot.ly. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.